Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
What if the world isn't as big or as disconnected as it seems? On this episode of This Week in America, I talk with author Donna Voss about her uplifting and imaginative book, Gone Surfing, Ice Queen's Cave, a collection of short stories and poems that reveal the powerful connections between people from all walks of life, from world-traveling surfers and elite pilots to farm kids and returning veterans. Donna's storytelling bridges cultures, generations, and experiences, reminding us that kindness, empathy, and shared humanity are always closer than we think. Drawing inspiration from nature, dreams, and the space between imagination and reality, Donna invites readers of all ages to not only enjoy the stories, but to see themselves in them. It's imaginative, it's uplifting, and it's a reminder that even in a vast world, we're never as far apart as we think. And Donna Voss, author of Gone Surfing, Ice Queen's Cave, is our guest on This Week in America. Donna, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
Well, it's my pleasure. Believe me.
I just really admire this book, especially at this time in our lives. We really need to slow down, put ourselves in perspective with everybody else, and you've done that in this book. Your book brings together people from completely different walks of life, as I mentioned, surfers, farm kids, veterans, somehow shows how deeply connected they all are. What first made you realize that these seemingly separate lives share such a common, powerful thread?
Well, it seems obvious we're all humans.
Well, yes, but we don't all see it that way, do we?
Well, that might be a personal problem.
Yes, that unfortunately too many people have. But you show this and you break it down. So yeah, we're all different, but we're really all are the same. Talk about, well, these were described as common threads, invisible to most people, but not to you. How were you able to see the threads and draw this connection that we're all basically the same?
Gosh, well, creativity has a funny way of revealing itself, and I was fortunate enough to experience it. It wasn't really planned. It just sort of happened, and I think that's probably natural. So, yeah, it's a gift.
Well, yes, if you're curious and you study people, and obviously you are a people person and you study people, you see this when you go out of the country, maybe even go out of your state, and you're looking around at the people. And if you just look, they're just like we are. They've got families. They've got highs and lows in their lifetime. They're going through the same situations basically that we are. And you realize, I may be in Canada, I may be in Mexico, I may be in North Dakota, but we're all pretty much the same, aren't we, when you break it down?
Really, everybody's got something.
Well, yes. How did you go about choosing the people for the book? And we'll talk about the layout of the book with the short stories and the poems. How did you come up with this diverse group of people that we think have nothing in common, and then we end up realizing, you know, we're all pretty much the same thing here?
So this is where the magic lies, and I don't know really how it happened, but somehow it sort of came together that way. And, you know, I just tried to change my perspective and maybe imagine myself walking in somebody else's shoes. And, you know, it's like that.
And if you did that, I mentioned doing that before, but sometimes it's fun, and I know I'm a little bit different, but just go sit on a park bench somewhere in a strange city and watch people go by and imagine what their life is and how similar the disconnect is, but looking and seeing them smiling and interacting with people, and you see the similarities. You chose the poems and short stories you have in the book. The book is available wherever books are sold. We've got a link directly on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Talk about the power of poetry. We'll talk about storytelling in a second, but it's interesting. Are there some stories that are easier to tell and maybe capture our attention more if you do it in a poem?
So poetry, it comes from a place I call ponder, and I'll sit with that for a while and think about a word and just try to feel what it feels like. And yeah, that's sort of where poetry comes from.
What was it like as you wrote this book? It was, I would think, almost like reliving the experiences when you saw these people and going back and reflecting and drawing out what you think the personality traits are. Was it like that? Was it like going, was it almost like being there for a second time with these people?
Okay, so the historical part is really authentic, and you know it totally feels like that. It's almost, that's where the time tunnel comes from. It's really transportive, and you can totally feel like it moves you.
Well, the book is available wherever books are sold. Gone Surfing, Ice Queen's Cave. The book is by Donna Voss, V-O-S-S. A link on to her Amazon page if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's talk about some of the traits that we all have in common that you bring out. And maybe I go through this list of people that you have featured in the book, and you think, I have nothing in common with them. But think again, because we all have common traits. What are some of the common traits that we all have that we really need to tap into?
So, like, I'm really trying to involve the reader in this process. I'm trying to reach in and grab them. And the only way I can do that is by making them feel like they're in the story. So there is no picture of the main character. And the reader becomes the main character. And they can reveal themselves in a way that is beautiful, because everybody has something beautiful.
Well, they do. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't. Maybe you could find a rare person or so, but down deep, somebody, all of us have something there. And it's interesting because it's the kind of book when you finish and you're going on to another story, you have to stop and reflect. And I mentioned put yourself in their positions. And that's exactly what you want us to do, isn't it? Is to pause, reflect, and draw in your mind the similarities, what makes us common, even though we don't think there are any commonalities.
Yeah, that's where the magic is, for sure.
And you will feel that, and you'll look at humanity different after you get done reading Donna's book. The book is Gone Surfing, Ice Queen's Cave, rather than maybe rush you an assessment of somebody, their personality, and whether you like them or not. You'll find that common link, that humanity. Some of the common threads, and you talk about, and it's fascinating, you've got kindness, empathy, and the shared human experience. Let's talk about kindness, starting off the base, the discussion part here. What is so important about kindness? And that's something we all have, but we don't really tap into it maybe as much as we should, do we?
So the nature of humanity is that it can be really elusive. So kindness is that way. It's like empathy and compassion. It can escape you, but if you're careful, you can grasp it, and you can have it, and you can share it, and that's where the good stuff is. You know, it makes you feel connected.
There is a I think, at least in my case, when you show kindness or somebody shows kindness to you, you can almost see a smile on their face because they feel good in doing that. And you feel good in displaying that. It doesn't take a whole lot to say something kind to somebody. It doesn't cost anything, but it really gives you and the recipient a warm feeling, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's a hard one to put into words, really. But yeah, for real.
Yeah, do that sometime. Just take an extra couple minutes when you go, hey, how you doing? Maybe even just listen to the response before you, nod and walk away and respond to that. And you'll see a look of appreciation in their face like, I think you really do care how I feel. It just, it makes a difference and makes you feel comfortable. And empathy go ahead.
So it's important to feel connected. It's actually not just for somebody else. It's for you.
Yes. And the point I was trying to get, and took me 3 minutes and you had to help me get there. But yeah, that is, you feel good when you do that and you say that to somebody and you see their response, or they say, well, thank you for your kindness. Thank you for asking. Thank you for asking is very powerful for everybody. And these stories are exhibited through the people featured in Donna's book. The book is Gone Surfing, Ice Queen's Cave, available wherever books are sold. And it's a book that you will read and reread. It's a great book to pass along to friends or buy a couple of copies and pass them out to friends. Empathy was another thread that we all share, but sometimes we forget to tap into that. How important is empathy? And it's really something we all have. But yeah, in the video of this, Donna's opening the book with some of the pictures in there, which will capture your attention. The book is so well done and laid out. And if you just free your mind, sit there and look through it and read it and absorb and understand, you know, the power that you have in dealing with other people. Empathy, that's something that many people probably couldn't even define, let alone know if they exhibit it in their lives. How important is empathy, especially now?
Gosh, wow. That's a tough one for me to put into a can for.
Well, I'll give you some time, and you can do it in a poem and you or a picture, and you can get it across. But so many of these are feelings rather than it. So many of these are feelings rather than something verbally explained, aren't they?
Yeah, for sure.
It's just understanding people, and you know, I mentioned this like somebody out of the country. We have people within the country. We're so divided right now that there's this barrier up between people. And when you read Donna's book, you realize this is wasting humanity. We've been given a gift, and we're really diminishing the value of that gift by acting the way we are and putting up these roadblocks and not talking to people.
That's an illusion. You know, people can believe in it if they want to, but they really need to just blow it away.
Well, this is really what makes this book so valuable, and you can read it at your own pace. Again, take your time as you're doing it. Put yourself in the position of these people, and it will change the way that you look at people. Well, you mentioned creativity, storytelling. Let's get into that. You have this creative side of you, this artistic side of you that you express so well through your writing, through your poetry, through the illustrations in the book. Talk about the power of storytelling rather than just lecturing somebody on this and having them come in and do like a PowerPoint presentation. Storytelling gets the point. You can read your stories and get a point across that probably would be very difficult if you sat down to try to actually talk to somebody about it, lecture them on it.
Yeah, actually storytelling is a very unique process. It's always completely different. So everybody has a different way of presenting it. Everybody has a different way of interpreting it.
Well, and
so that's very important.
That's the nice thing about it too, isn't it? The fact that, and let's touch on creativity. I mean, you may see something differently than I see it, but that's okay. That's your creative, you know, input is shaping that. Yeah, it's just really, really strange. And let's talk a little bit about that because it's so important. And this emotion that we have, this heart that we have, and looking things, sometimes we're too tactical as we're going about our daily lives. In school, we see it, budget cuts, it's the arts, it's the creative process that gets cut, but we keep the others, which are certainly valuable. How important is it to be able to tap into your heart, to understand your emotions, to understand your humanity?
It's huge. I mean, I'm thinking about millenniums of cultures who originate on creativity, and they're built on them. I'm thinking of the Romans and the Greeks and the Asian cultures of China. Oh my gosh, we could go back so far. There's just so much creativity. You can't stop it. It's unlimited, and it's got so much potential. And to try to pretend that we could put a cap on it is just so. We're just, it's our environment. We're too much in the box.
Yes.
You got to get out of the box.
And there are really no boundaries to creativity, are there?
No, none whatsoever.
Where did this come from you? Was this family? Where did you get this ability to have this very positive creative side?
Well, definitely environment. My education, my family, you know, takes a village. You know, this is a creative place when it's a beautiful day. Just pretend and have fun and make something of it.
And
that's being creative.
And if it's not a beautiful day, make fun of it anyway. Go run in the rain for a while. You haven't done that since a kid. That's fun.
That's how you get the rainbows.
Well, that's true. You're not going to get a rainbow unless you get a little shower activity before you before you go into that. I love your background, and let's talk a little bit about that because it's reflected in your work, in particular this book, Gone Surfing, Ice Queen's Cave. Let's go back to the public grade school when you began the garden club there. Talk about that experience, how that really got other parents involved, got teachers involved, got lectures set up, got tours set up for the kids, and really valuable life lessons for the children. Talk about how that evolved from a very simple garden club that you helped get started.
Okay, I'm going to put this in a nutshell for you because it's a big story, but I'll pretend like it fits. I love the faces when they began to learn. The kids were so, they were adventurous. They wanted to explore, and I couldn't wait to show them all the different stuff out there. We're just going to, you know, pull weeds and look for worms. But yeah, there were seeds and flowers grew, and the parents got excited because the kids were happy. And then, so then the community got excited because the parents were happy. And next, they turned it into something really big. Like they turned it around and they made the food. They made the garden grow food, and they put the food on the table, and the kids were eating it for lunch. And now they serve a beautiful buffet. And the farm is so big. It just blows my mind.
Well, and life-changing messages that children, I love the fact that you're teaching a generation not only how to grow sustainable food, but so many other traits that we all need that are difficult to teach in a classroom with somebody standing up front with a chalkboard. Talk about what else they learn, because they learn to look out for other people and to work with other people, don't they? There's so many life lessons taught besides growing food.
Yeah. Not everybody's the same, and everybody's a little bit different. I mean, naturally. And it's good to work with people that aren't just like you. It's normal, and they should be comfortable with that. And that's how things get done.
Well,
that barrier, that's an illusion.
Well, it is. And you may think, well, but I have nothing in common. We live in different worlds. And Donna gives you a lot of examples of how you may think you're living differently than somebody that she's talking about. And at the end of the chapter, you realize, well, no, there's a lot that ties up us together. Is that one of the messages, a takeaway you hope that the reader has after finishing the book?
All right, so this is like a journey. It's transformation, really. Everybody needs to accept the process because change really is only constant, right? So, yeah, it's like enjoying the process of change, trying to, you know, make it sweeter because it's not always easy.
Well, it's interesting. There's more to the book than reading the book. You can take this and apply what you've learned, the emotions that that come alive in you as you're reading what Donna has written in the book on surfing Ice Queen's Cave. It's really sort of like there's homework. You just don't really assign it, but there really is homework, isn't there? Okay, now I've given you some tools. Go out and try these, and you'll feel better. You'll be a better person because of it.
Yeah, I'm looking for the wings. The beautiful wings of the butterflies, you know, after they come out of the cocoon, they're just gorgeous. And that's what I'm looking for. Whatever makes the people shine and makes their hearts show and be glorious, that's really where it's at.
Do we miss so much of our lives? We're in a hurry. We're rushing. I try to do a lot of walking outdoors, and I walk along a river, and there are dolphins and all sorts of birds, and it's just beautiful. Yet I'm passing people that are looking down at the sidewalk or looking straight ahead that don't even see. You've got dolphins out there that are looking for lunch, and they're fun to watch, and we're rooting for them. Do we miss out on a lot of life by not looking? Somebody maybe living in a big city, you know, just look up from time to time. You'll be amazed at what you see. We miss a lot of going through life, don't we, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, we got trained. We got trained by our phones to always look down, but the truth is you look up and there is a lot to see going on.
And you'll want to spend more time outside. Yeah, you'll spend more time outside and really enjoy that. what all are you working on now with your imagination and all of the lessons that need to be told and emotions that we need to tap into? A lot for you to do. What are you working on now?
So, well, I got down this path, and you may notice there's some flying involved and soaring maybe. So I became a drone pilot, and I'm just finishing up I got my pilot's license, and that's fun.
Yeah. Now tell me about that. You watch that and you're thinking, boy, that would really be fun. Talk about the excitement you have in doing it and what you've been able to do with it.
Well, we got a kit and we put it together. We built a drone. We did some troubleshooting. We do some soldering. It's kind of cool. Yeah. I'm programming some waypoints and some points of interest and learning how to do different types of shots where you zoom in and go around and some finesse on the controls. It's fun.
Just expanding what you do. And Donna has made a career out of that and shares some of those experiences in her book on surfing, Ice Queen's Cave, book available wherever books are sold. You've had the chance to, the book has been featured at a couple of major book fairs, international, London and LA Times. What's that like? And what kind of response are you getting to the book?
So everybody's take is really different. Some people just kind of don't get it. And others are like really so expressive and transformed. And you can see the light in their aura come off. It's beautiful. But, you know, everybody has their own experience.
Well, and I guess that's what we were talking about. And go ahead and tap into that. If you do it with an open mind, then that's not a bad thing. We find out that all of us are connected, and you will be looking at people differently as you read through the book. You just showed some pictures in it back there. Talk about the layout of the book and how you went making this presentation, because it's very effective the way you do this.
So that's part of the mystery. I didn't really plan it. I was taking this old surf calendar off the office wall and messing around with the watercolor paints with the pictures and the waves. And it kind of just came to me, the poetry. I'd just sleep on it and the words would come. Like I said, you ponder. And then, so then the surfing safari just sort of manifested itself. And the Ice Queen's Cave was mostly out of necessity. I had some leftover empty pages and I wanted to put something in there. And I used my resources. I called my Aunt Kathy and she gave me great grandma's poems from World War II and some of the history from the homestead on the desert in Utah. And that's how that became a time tunnel in the Ice Queen's Cave. And the last part is the transformation. That was just a study I did. I titled Mother's Love. And it was total just inspiration. Had a thing to do with light and using the light and the watercolors to feel connected. I don't know, sort of a meditative process, a therapy, like for my soul.
Well, I love how it came about because there was no master plan as you went into this. And do we make the mistake often of over planning something where we don't allow any creativity, any free thinking? I've got this outline, by golly, I'm going to stick with it. This is what I wanted to do. And I'm focused only on that, closing my mind to all these other possibilities that come into play as I'm studying something.
So that's part of the beauty of brainstorming. You get a lot of choices, but having a goal and being focused is also very important. And I would just be adaptable and acceptable to change and the process, because, you know, that's why you find your way.
Some people may be listening going, I wish I had that ability. And it's something that Donna talks about, she displays in the course of reading the book. It's been said you find your stories in the spaces most of us overlook, the threshold between sleeping and waking, the quiet language of the natural world, and the open expanse of the sky above. Talk about that, because there's a lot out there that we just sort of shut off as immaterial, don't we?
That's a really hard one to answer, Rick.
Well, it's natural for you. Give us some guidance, but it's natural. It comes natural for you. For us, it obviously doesn't. We have to work at it.
Okay, so I think everybody can work on this, even me. it's all right. Just stay open-minded. We'll be all right.
Well, you know, that brings up something. I got a couple minutes left here, but it seems like you're still growing. It's not like, okay, Donna is reached who Donna is. I'm going to relax and enjoy life. You still have an open mind. I can see you still walking outside, going shopping or somewhere and studying people and interacting and trying to figure out ways you're connected with that person that just pulled up in that $120,000 car out front.
I don't know. We'll make it up as we go. How about that?
Well, I like that. Yeah, don't be rigid. Make it up as you go, and it will really create memories, and will make you feel good as well. This is a book, I think I mentioned in the beginning, who's this book for? It's not really for just young people. It's not just really for older people. It's for people, right?
So, when I was raising my kid, I had to read her the same story over and over and over and over. And so I really wanted it to be interesting and have many layers of storyline embedded and woven into it. And so each time you read it, you might get something different. And that's the idea, just to make you keep thinking, right?
Well, it's interesting. I look at the pictures as you're showing them. And you go to YouTube and you'll go to our website and you'll see the videos and you'll see the video with Donna. She's going through the pictures
heart.
There. Yes. And I bet if you close that and go back to it in a day or two and you look at it, you'll feel something differently. You'll see something differently than you're thinking now. So it's there. And it's, well, yeah, it's the key for all of us. And I love that telling stories. We do that with the kids. And if you read them the same way every night, they're boring for you. They're boring for the kids. Somehow with the fairy tales I used to tell, remember one time Holiday Inn came up in this somewhere and they're looking at me like, okay, Dad, where did that come from in the story? But it held their attention. And I was enjoying it more and they were enjoying it more. So don't be rigid. I guess we'll leave with that thought on the program. Donna, it's been a pleasure having you on the show. The book is available wherever books are sold. Gone Surfing, Ice Queen's Cave, and keep it handy at your home. Put it on the coffee table. Put it in an accessible place so you can use it and recharge as you go out. And I guarantee you, go to a place, just sort of sit for half an hour, look around and look at people, and you'll see these threads that we don't think exist. We have nothing in common with those people. And suddenly you realize they're human going through the same emotions that we are going through. The book is so well done, Donna. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. Hopefully we can do this again. I'm taking notes as we're talking here. So this is good. This is going to help me. I can't wait to get outside and spend some time with the dolphins maybe later today. So get out and enjoy that. Leave the phone behind. Go out, breathe the air, enjoy the sunshine. And if it rains, walk in the rain and look for the rainbow, right? There's a rainbow somewhere.
It's fair. You just got to look for it.
That's very simple. And the book, again, is Gone Surfing, Ice Queen's Cave. It's available wherever books are sold. Donna, pleasure. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Mine too. Thanks, Rick.
And I would like to thank Mainspring Books for making our conversation possible today, making your stories come to life, mainspringbooks.com. You're listening to This Week in America, and you can catch all of our programs on 28 podcasting platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, many more, available on YouTube, Facebook, LinkedIn as well. And don't forget while you're there to like, comment, and subscribe for more inspiring conversations.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.